Yeah, Paul, I'm not hooking to Mike. Hello?
Hi, am I okay? Sorry, I was on a...
How are you doing, buddy? Okay.
Yeah, good for you.
All right, are you free?
Of course, mate, go for it. Who have we got?
Yeah, I've got Jacqueline Good on the line.
Jacqueline and Good, because I've been trying to get here for a while.
Yeah, that's the one, Jacqueline and Good.
Yeah, nice. Tried it a few times.
Yeah, stuck me rod in the water and caught a bigger fish, and mate, you know, it's...
Beautiful, Paul. Postman always delivers.
That's the one, buddy. Cheers, see you in a bit, bye-bye.
Thank you. Hi, Miss Good. How are you?
Hi there. I'm fine, thank you.
Fantastic. Jacqueline, I know I've obviously rang you a few times and your answer message is Anne. Would you prefer me to call you Anne or Jacqueline?
Yeah, please.
Okay.
Thank
you. So, Anne, just to let you know, all of our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. My role, Miss Good, is to gather the evidence for you so we can substantiate your claim to the special redress. So that's obviously right through the likes of social services, education authorities, and the likes. But the call today, Anne, is more to do with you, to be fair, rather than just your time in care. And it's to understand the trauma that you faced and suffered as a child, how that has had an effect on you into your adult life, Anne, whether that be through the likes of depression, anxiety, PTSD. I'll write to your GP, gather all our information. Any sort of alcohol or substance issues, then obviously GP and potentially some rehabilitation centres. And what that does, Anne, is it gives, you know, the Scottish Redress, when they're deliberating on our case, a whole picture of Jacqueline, obviously, in care and because of care, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I know.
Is that okay, Anne?
Of course.
Okay, perfect. So I'm going to ask you some tough questions, Anne, and I do apologise, but I wouldn't be doing my job. So do you, or have you ever suffered with any sort of depression or anxiety, Anne?
Yeah, on and off over the years, yes. Yes, I have.
Okay. Is that both anxiety and depression or just depression?
Probably a bit of both.
Okay. And did you get medical help with the depression, Anne?
Yeah, medication.
Okay. So before I get your GP's details, I'll just run through some more questions with you.
Cool.
Have you ever suffered with any sort of alcohol or substance issues, Jacqueline? I'm sorry.
No, I haven't. I
definitely haven't. Okay. Okay. I've got one really tough question for you. Again, I am truly sorry for having to ask you this, but have you ever tried to take your own life, Anne?
No, I've never actually done it.
Okay.
But that's not to say I haven't thought of it.
Yeah, I know. I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
Okay, the reason why I asked that, just for context, if, you know, a lot of people do action at thought and end up in hospital, and I'd write to the hospital and gather that information. That's why I asked that question. But
well, that's okay. It's all right.
I really don't like asking that one. So with your permission, Anne, I'm going to write to your GP, gather all of your medical records. And then use that as evidence of, you know, your post-care life, if you like.
Yeah.
So can I take your GP's details, please, Anne?
Yep. Dr. Hislop.
Dr.
Hislop, H-I-S-L-O-P.
Oh, Dr. Hislop. Oh, okay. And the medical practice details, please, Anne?
It's Northcroft, N-O-R-T-H.
Yeah.
C-R-O-F-T.
C-R-O-F-T. So that's just one word, is it, Northcroft?
Northcroft.
Yeah, is that medical centre?
Uh-huh.
And is that in Paisley?
That's Northcroft Road in Paisley.
Okay, and how long have you been with that GP for, Anne?
Well, I've been with Dr. Hislop for, oh goodness, lots and lots and lots of years. He's kind of moved around, but I've been with him for a lot of years.
Okay. Okay, so what I'm going to do, Anne, is I'm going to write to your GP. I'll write to the Education Authority and the Social Services of Carswood House. I'll then, when I get your information back, Anne, from your time in care, from your social service records, do you want me to share that with you?
Yeah,
that would be fine, Okay. Okay, so when I get that, I'll copy everything and I'll send it over to you, and we'll go through it together.
Absolutely.
Make sure that you're happy with all the evidence that we've gathered. We haven't missed anything out. We'll go through your statements. Make sure your statements, you know, you have everything in there you want. We'll obviously then attach your medical records with the history of depression and anxiety, and we'll do what's called our final submission to the Scottish Readdress team. What then happens, just for obviously for your information, is then we get what's called a panel date. And so when a panel of individuals inside of the Scottish Readdress will judge our case, it's all done behind closed doors, Anne, so there's no need for us to attend. But we will be notified of the outcome, and hopefully we'll be able to get you the recognition you deserve, and also, you know, an offer of financial compensation.
No problem at all.
Is that okay, Anne?
Yeah, of course it is.
Okay, so just to let you know, Anne, this isn't going to be a quick turnaround. I'll get you medical records pretty quickly, but I've got a fight on my hands with the social services and the education authorities. Very well equipped to deal with them, but you know, it could take us up anywhere up to like 10 months to get the information back. But I'll let you know every few weeks how I'm getting on. Perfect. I just need to just go back a step with you, just obviously due to the sensitive nature of these cases. I need to make sure you are fully aware of our fees and what other options are out there available to you on this recorded call for our compliance department. We're obviously just about to start on our, you know, probably the largest part of your process is going out and fighting and gathering the evidence for you. So I just need to make sure you're fully on board. And if you are, obviously, I'll carry on. So to let you know, Anne, that you can actually apply to the Scottish Readdress yourself. You don't need the help of a law firm to do so. That would obviously entail, if you wish to, is gathering your own evidence and submitting your own case. But that's an option for you, Anne.
Mm-hmm.
Option two, Anne, is there are other law firms out there that will help you apply to the Scottish Readdress and won't charge you any fees. The reason why they don't charge you any fees, Anne, is that they get paid directly from the Scottish Government as part of the Government Legal Fee Scheme. They get paid £2,000 per client, whether that client wins, loses or draws that case.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as a law firm, I'm representing a law firm on this call, I can't divulge what those law firms would do for you. Probably more importantly, what they don't do for you. All I can tell you is that we as a law firm, we don't participate in that scheme. we don't get a handout from the Scottish Government, and we certainly don't want to be owing to the Scottish Government. What we do, Anne, is we enter into a private fee agreement with yourself under a no-win, no-fee contract. And what that means is obviously we win together and we lose together. And it's on us as a business as to go out and gather as much evidence as we possibly can for you to give you the best chance. Our fees are capped at 20% inclusive of all VAT. So what that means is no matter how much time and effort and work goes into your case, you will never pay us more than 20%, including all VAT and taxes. On the no-fee side, Anne, because obviously, you know, the sensitive nature of these cases and you guys are survivors, because you've been through such hardship and, you know, mental fortitude and you know, so much issues from your time in care, we will never put you under any sort of financial pressure if we're unable to obtain compensation for you. Mm-hmm. So our insurance policy and our insurance company will cover all of our fees. So it's a genuine no win, no fee. And I need you to understand that, obviously, for peace of mind.
Yeah, of course.
Is that okay?
Yeah, of course it is.
Okay, perfect. Do you understand those three options I've just given you, Anne?
Yeah, so basically, if I win a case, you take 20%.
Yeah.
If I don't win the case, there's nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, perfect.
Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely perfect. This call is recorded, Anne, as well, so if you ever need to refer back to this call, you always can. We have to keep the call on file for compliance issues, so if you ever need it. You understand them three. Are you still happy for me to continue with the case, Anne?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, perfect. So just to let you know, Anne, that you have what's called a 14-day cooling off period from the date you signed the fee agreement with ourselves. And what that means is anything up to day 14, if you change your mind and want to walk away, you can rip up the contract with us and walk away. If you're unaware of the 14-day cooling off period at the time of signing, I can restart that for you today. Or alternatively, if you're happy with us as a law firm, happy with our fees, and happy for us just to crack on, you have the right to waive that 14-day cooling off period and we can get started on your case. But that's up to you.
No, it's fine, as long as I understand. No win, no fee, I pay nothing. If I win, you take 20%. Is that right?
Perfect. Yeah. So
that's fine.
Spot on.
I'm fine with that.
So you're happy to waive the 14-day cooling off period then?
Yes,
Okay. So you have my... Oh, no, you don't. I'll write to you. You do have my number. I have sent you a few voice messages. It's the 0161 number, and if you save that as Michael MMA, if you need me for anything, give me a call. I work for you now, so I'm always going to be at the other end of a phone call for you. I'll write to you within the next 2 weeks with all my contact details, outlining our processes, and I'll touch base with you every 3 to 4 weeks, either by email or a call, and just let you know how I'm getting on.
No problem at all, Mike. That's fine.
Is that okay, Anne?
Yeah, of course, Anne.
Can I just ask you a second? Was you known as Jacqueline Anne Good in care, or was you known as something else?
No, see, the reason, when I went into care, there was already two girls in care called Jacqueline.
Yeah.
There's a Jacqueline Allen and a Jacqueline Kinghorn, but I was the only one that had a middle name.
Okay.
So they called me Anne.
Okay. So what do you think would be on your social record, social services record?
I'll probably Jacqueline Anne Good.
Okay. All right. That's perfect. Okay. That's fine. Because obviously, you know, the likelihood is we're going to be writing for the social services, not the care center. I mean, no longer be there. So if social services know you're as Jacqueline Anne Good, then that's fine.
Yeah. I would imagine that's what it would be.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Do you have any questions for me, Anne?
No, not right this minute, no.
Okay,
if I do, I'll write them down and get in touch with you.
Yeah, if you have my number, give me a call if you have any questions and I'll get them answered for you.
Okay, that's smashing.
Thank you, Anne. It was lovely speaking to you.
Okay, thank you so much. You too, Pat. Thank you.
Enjoy the rest of your day.
Bye-bye.